The outbreak of World War I in 1914 brought another tragedy. Several thousand people from Kikinda and surrounding villages were mobilized into the Austro-Hungarian army. Kikinda's Hungarians and Germans were sent to the Balkan front, while Serbs were deployed to the Eastern front, and later, due to mass surrender to the Russians, transferred to the Italian front. Among them were more than 1,000 volunteers from Kikinda and the surrounding area, who, after surrendering to Russian forces, joined the Serbian 1st and 2nd Divisions and took part heroically in the breakthrough of the Thessaloniki Front in 1918. That same year, on November 20th, the Serbian army entered Kikinda triumphantly, without any resistance. The Serbian population welcomed the liberators with great joy. This marked the beginning of a new chapter in Kikinda's history, life in the new state, the Kingdom of Yugoslavia. World War II began in Kikinda on April 14, 1941, when the German army occupied the town without resistance. Soon after, on August 4th, most members of the Kikinda Partisan Detachment were killed in a heroic battle near the town at Simic's farm. The tragedy soon deepened. In the night between August 14th and 15th, all Jews from Kikinda and the surrounding area were arrested. Most were later killed in concentration camps in Belgrade. As brutal retaliation for the killing of three German guards, 39 patriots from Kikinda and nearby villages were executed in the courtyard of this very building, where you now stand, on January 3rd and 9th, 1942. Later, in May 1942, 58 patriots were deported from the Kikinda prison, again from this same building, to concentration camps in Norway. Most of them perished, only 4 returned alive. Kikinda was finally liberated on October 6, 1944. First came the Red Army troops, followed by fighters of the North Banat Partisan Detachment. Mobilized young men from Kikinda and nearby villages formed the 13th Vojvodina Assault Brigade, which actively participated in the battles for the final liberation of Yugoslavia. But the war took its final toll. On November 22, 1944, the German Air Force bombed the railway station and Soviet transport trains. 51 people were killed and 119 houses were destroyed. After the liberation, the local Germans who had not fled were placed in camps, where many also died. In total, more than 600 people from Kikinda and its surroundings lost their lives during World War II.